Kiyum a nofik bezimnetu. But the third person that I already benched, he's not mekayim mitzvah zimun. Lefishen zimun l'mafreya. Because since he already benched, he did the mitzvah birchas hamosim. It doesn't help him now to have a zimun. A zimun l'mafreya. But I call upon him, he could be mitzvah with the other two, since he never was a mezamen yet. Rashi, oborach l'daitei, means liyatzvah b'loi zimun. His one person finished early eating first, and he benched for himself. Is lemafreya mishi yivorach v'yidei zimun l'yotze. He was already yotze benching, so he himself doesn't have mitzvah zimun. But I'll call upon him, it helps for the other two people that they could bench with mizumin, and he answers. Right, the Bishmur Aloyna. So the Mishnah says, how do you, what's the Nusach? Baruch Hu Es Hashem. And the Bishmur said, the Nusach should be, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach, like we say. B'mor Rafrim Ba'popom, Ikloy Levei Knishta. He went into Shul, the Yavei Giver, of this place. Kom Korah B'Sifro. He got an Ali, he read by the Sefer Torah. The Yomer, and he said, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. V'yishtit, that's all he said. He didn't say, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach. He just said, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. V'lo Yom HaMavorach. Is Avshe Kula Yalma, the big tumult in Shul. Anaya Nusach, somebody gets us with Baruch was Hashem. He didn't say Hamavarach, and then a tumult. Baruch was Hashem Hamavarach. Everybody answered back, say Hamavarach already. Omar Robus said, Pas Yuchmi, like a black pot. Trashi Pasya Klicheris, called them a black earthly keli. The Omahokib sister of Machatia. Bahadi Plukta Lomaloch. Hey, they had a tiny terrafim by Papa. Why do you have to get yourself into Machlaikis? It's a machlekes the Mishnah, true. The Bekiva says it just say Baruch was Hashem. But the Bishmol says Hashem HaMavarach. So why do you have to put yourself into a machlekes? The Yoid HaNogu HaMakred Yishmol. The Gans Tevel, the Minig Oilem is Kred Yishmol. So why even if the first cash was even according to Bekiva, he just said you just have to say Baruch was Hashem. But about this you say HaMavarach, it's also good. So what do you have to get yourself into trouble for? You should on your own said Baruch was Hashem HaMavarach. The Yoid that we pass can develop filter like Yabbi Shmuel. And that's what we do. We always say, Baruch Hashem HaMavayruch. Rashi Badi Pluk to Lomloch, Toiv Loch Lechol Diva Rabbi Shmuel. Shach Rabbi Kiva Moida. Even Rabbi Kiva is Moida. You could say HaMavayruch. Zich Yom HaMavayruch Tzvei Yodah. El Hashem Tzorech. So what do you have to get yourself in the trouble for? You say right away, Baruch Hashem HaMavayruch. Right. The Mishnah. Gimel Shoch Lakacha. Three people sat down to eat together. Is Einim Rishur Lechalik. They're not allowed to divide up because then they won't have Zimun. They have to bench B'Zimun. Trashi, the Yitzchai Velu B'Zimun. V'chein Dalet, V'chein Chamisha, they can't divide up. Vod, if you have six people in the Chlokim, you could have three and three. Ad Asorah, and two ten. V'Asorah in the Chlokim. Once you have 10 people, you can't divide up because you have to say Lokenu. Ad Chof, unless you have 20 people. You have two different tables in one house, like two different chaburas. Is this man shemiktsosen royin elu aselu? Even though two table here and a table there or a table over there, are these some people? The person at the end of this table can see the person at the beginning of the next table. Are these some of them from this table can see some of them from that table? Is a reilu mitzarfen? Then you can mitzarf both together, either to say lokenu or else tam to make one mezumin that one person can bench for everybody. Mitzarf from the zimun. V'yim lav, but if they can't see one another, is elu mezam liyatzum, elu mezam liyatzum. They can't put together, you can't have one person saying the brach of everybody, you have to have two different mezumin. Ein mevorchen ala yayin, achitin l'toychemayim. When you make on a kais, to say, to make the brach of the mozna, a kais shoyayin, you have to put wine with water. And the wine talking about is yayin chai, raw wine. It's very, very strong. It's not drinkable. So first you have to put water in it to make it royalish to you. Divrei Reb Elezer. Chum say no, even on yayin chai and raw wine, strong wine, you could also bench. Trashi, v'chein dal ena gimel mazamnin v'yochid v'hayochid yechlet mehem. V'yonam yikva v'choy v'zimun. You can't just one divide up from the other three, because this one also has a choy v'zimun. Shish nechlokim, v'dei zimun lekan, v'dei zimun lekan. Ad asor av asor nechlokim, v'yishchayav lu b'zimun, haskaras Hashem. Ashiu esrin. V'yod yechlok im yirtzu l'shtei chaburus. When you have 20, then you can make 10 and 10, because you're saying Hashem's name. The Mishnah. My kamash, montanin already chod the zimno. Gimu shroch lekach, ha'chayav mezamin. We learned that already. Mor ho kamash mon. Ki ho di omer Rabbi Abba omer Shmuel. Gimu sheyoshvu lechol kach. Three people sat down to eat together. V'adayin loy ochlu. and they didn't eat yet, is Amir and Shoyin Lecholik. They can't divide up. Tremendous Kiddush. Hey, three people sat down to eat and they didn't even start eating yet, still they can't divide up. Lishna Achrina, another pshat is Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Shmuel. Lishna Achrina, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Shmuel. Hoki Ketoni. Gimel Sheyoshvu Lecha Kacha. Three people sat down to eat together. Afal Pisha called Echot V'Yechot. Oichel Mekikroi, everybody's eating from his own loaf of bread, is also Enyim Meshoyin Lecholik. It will be hard for me to say that's not called the Kfiyah together. Since you're eating your own bread, maybe it could be Mechalik. Kamashmo no, have be eating the same place, that's called the Kfiyah. Inami another Chiddush is Kiho the Rafuna, the Yama Rafuna. Gimel Shavo Megimel Chaburus. But Chila, you have three different chaburus of three people. Three there, three there, and three there. And then one from each chabura came together at a new spot. Is Einim Rishon Lecholik. Now that these three people are here together, even though they're not eating here, but since there was chal upon them by their place, the Chlev Zimun, now they come together, they have to bench with the Zimun. So Drashi, Gimel Shebo Mishol Chaburus, who could have assigned them Chizda, Shebo Megimel Chaburus, Shegimel Ben Yodim, V'chol Chabura, V'nizchaibu Elo V'zimun. Each one in his own place had a Chiv Zimun. The Yom Adech Mikol Chabura, and one from each Chabura, got up, when it's time for Ushlesh L'Chaburachas that came together, Chayov V'nizaming, V'yenim Rishor L'Chalak, Shekhar Hukvo, V'yafil L'Yochlu, that's the Chiddush, even though they didn't eat here, Elo Ashlesha, Shemishin Tzarfu Yachet, Shekhar Gomru, Sadostim Rishonim. Even though they already finished eating at their own places, but since at that place they had a Chiv Zimun, now when they come together, they're allowed to bench together. That's the Chiddush. And Amr of Chizda, Vushabo, Megimel Chabura, Shegimel Ben Yodim. That at his place, where he ate, there were three to have a Chiv Zimun. So now we still have the Chiv Zimun on him. Omar Rova, Huloyamoronel, Deloyak Dimu, Hanech, the Yasmin Alayim Budukhtayu. That this one person now did not answer Zimun already before when he was there. Avul Azman Alayim Budukhtayu. As each one, when he was at his original place, there were three people. But those two people benched, and he answered to them. So since he already answered Zimun for those two people, it's Parach Zimun Minayu. It goes off the Chiv Zimun now. Even though this one has to bench, but he doesn't have to bench with Zimun anymore, because he was already Yotze Zimun with the other two. So now when all these three come together, there's no Chiv Zimun here. Omar Rava Minor Aminullah, how do I know this Yisoid, that the Chiv Zimun could go off them, since they already answered Zimun in their place? Titanan, Mita, you had a Mita of there that was Tommy. The halacha is, how do you get a Torah? You have to break it, make the bread in here. Shenigna v'chetzia. It's a gana broke it for you. A gana stole half the bed. Oish ofda. You lost half the bed. As it was a folding bed, you lost half of it. Lesh ofda chetzia. Oish shechoku achim. You got a Yerusha and the achim divided up. Oish shutfim. Is Torah? About the bed now is broken up, it becomes Torah. The hechziru. Mashenkin, if you put the bed back together again, mikabel is tumma. Zdiyek mikan labo. Only for now on will be mikabel tumma. Zdiyek mikan labo in. Only if some new sheretz touches the bed now. Over the mafreya loy. But the old tumma the bed had, has once the bed divided in half, it was poka the tumma. Tumma doesn't come back again. Alma, kivan, the palguhu, paruch le tumma, mino. Since you divided the bed, the tumma goes off. It's hachinami. Kivan the Asman Olayu, since these three people, with each one was his chabura, there were three people there, but the other two benched and said Zimun, and he answered to them. So the second he answered for them was Parach went off him, his chiv Zimun, his Parach Zimun Minayu doesn't come back again. Even though you come back now three people together, still the chiv Zimun doesn't come back. Alright, so modern Shtushto, we have to come on the Tumah form, but that's Rav's Shtushto. That you say that even though you had a Chiv Zimun, it goes off you, and it doesn't come back again. Right, Beis Chaburus. Mishnah says if you have two Chaburus, they can't, two Chaburus, and we saw a Bizman, that these people can see the other table, then they're Mitzdar. But if they can't see the other table, then they're not Mitzdar. Tona, the Bryce says, Im ye Shamish B'neim Shamish Mitzarfan. Bernageya. Even if you have two bathrooms brought down, you have two different rooms. One of the men are reading at this table, and ladies are reading at another table. Or some you have a man at this table and men in the next room. So in a different room, you can't say one the other. So Guru, you wouldn't be able to let one be mezamin for everybody. But if there's one waiter that's waiting on both tables, he's mitzvah to two tables together. Then it passed to have a zimun from one table to be mitzvah to the other table, providing they hear the brachas. Said Rashi. Im ye shamish b'neim, Rashi shamish l'shteim, that the one waiter is waiting on both tables, is shamish mitzarfun. Afal pi shein elu royin es elu. Kagrein yuriya prusa b'neim. Even though there's a dividing, a mechitza between both of them, still it helps. So Tosafot says, so Rashi's mashman has to be in the same room, just you have a prusa yuriya, you have a mechitza between both of them. Tosafot says no more. So he says, Shamash mitzarfun lezamin, for who are din b'shnei batim, who are din in two different houses, or b'nayodim oimdim or misham shemizu lezu, is mitzarfun. Now that's my pastor Allah also. So he needs to be shalmi, for that yishmu brichas ha-mezumin, for that mipi ha-mevorach. You have to be able to hear though the bracha from the mevorach. Even though you're two different rooms, so if you have one waiter waiting on both of you can have the mitzarfun. Right? The Mishnah says you can't use the yain for kosher bracha unless you first added water into the raw wine. Tana Rabbanan, yain, actually nosnul teichay mayim, until you put water into it so it's not roy ready to drink yet. Ein mevorchen olav bor pri hagofen ela bor priyet. You don't make the kosher bracha pri hagofen because it's not drinkable yet, but you make a bor priyet because this has a chshivis of the pri itself. Like we said, this is not called may peris. Like orange juice, because by wine the grape is the juice that comes out of it. So you make a bar priyes. Shrashi ein mevorach nala bar priyagofen levishoya yainim chazik miyod. Their wine, the raw wine, was very very strong. The yain royal ishtiya wasn't able to drink this wine, was so strong. But loy mayim hilkar chakati loyishtani lemayusa. The wine, like the juice of the grapes, didn't come to its chashav amayla yet. Doesn't go away from his first bracha. Rehu kanovim, it's like grapes. Or brachosu bar priyates. Right?
The mushroom that on grapes you can make a
bracha
also.
No.
It hasn't, it's not the
Gemara Lacha. It is grape juice. That's the Gemara Lacha. Here it's a different thing. Here it's not drinkable. Grape juice is drinkable. Here it's very strong wine. Because then comes to my use, because you can't drink it the way it is. That's why it's yayin chai, it's not drinkable. Grape juice is very geschmack. Elabor priyate. Venoitlim menel yadayim. You're allowed to use it for tilo shadayim. Drashi venoitlim menel yadayim. The shame mayim alov. The meperis piyama mikri. It doesn't have a shame yayin to it yet. It's still called like meperis, like water. So if you have nothing else to wash your hands with, you're allowed to wash your hands with this type of a yayin. Yayin chai. Once you put water into the wine, now it's drinkable. Now it came to its mile of the good stage. Now you make a bar priyagofen. Not allowed to use it for tilosh yadayim. It's not called water anymore. Got a new shame yayin. And yayin, according to Reb Lezi, you can't use for tilosh yadayim. Shrashi. Now I got a shame yayin. That's the first loshen. Does half your blessing. The chacham mayim benkach or benkach mevorchin ala bar priyagofen. They all know. In both cases, it's called yayin, and you do make a bar priyagofen. V'yeinoytlin amenli yadayin. And metchila, you're not supposed to use this for tilos yadayin. Metchila, you can't use yayin for tilos yadayin. And the mechaber lochet brought down all different shittas. The first sheet there is, you should not use the yayin. Another sheet there is, only white wine you could use. And the maskana is that b'shasat chak, if you have nothing else to use, then you could use yayin. But avadim etchila, we don't use yayin, still sedayim, we only use water. So the more k'man ozlo hodi yom ha-shmul. Who does it go like Shmuel's memra? That Shmuel says, oise odom kol torcha b'pas. You could do whatever you want with pas. Now, if you're eating soup, or you're eating chicken, you want to use the bread as a fork or a spoon to help you eat the food with, you're allowed to do whatever you want with the pas. It's command to Reb Lezer. Goes according to Reb Lezer. Shrashi to Reb Lezer. The yom ha-noitlen hemen liyadayim. V'loichayish lehefsadoichlem. Mishbiyat Svaro, Shmuel says what? You can do whatever you want with the pas. So chur yibi mafsadoichlem. It's not nice. So you see, like Rabbi Elazar also, he says you're allowed to wash your hands with the yayin. Ayin be mafsid the yayin. And the Mishnah Torah says, since you're doing a fritzarech, we don't care about being mafsid the yichum. It's not called batashkes. You're doing a fritzarech. Hold it with pas. If you have a good purpose to do with the bread, you're allowed to do it. It's not called being mobile batashkes. Come on, Rabbi Elazar. Om Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Moidim Chacham the Rabbi Elazar, the Koish Shel Brocha, Shem Mevorchen Olav, Achid Lotoichen Mayim. But this, even a Chom Ma'moida, even though they say on raw wine, you make a Borei Priyagofen, it's considered wine. When you come to bench, you have to have better wine to bench with. Hey, on the Koish Shel Brocha, you don't bench until you put water into it. My timer, Om Ravoy Shia Bina Mitzvah Min Amukha. When you're benching, you have to use nice wine, good wine. It means wine worth to drink. If it's too strong, it's not drinkable, that's not called yain mitzvah min amukha. For the Gemara of Rabbonin Lamai Chozit, Chorus HaKakasha, how could Rabbonin say, on this strong wine, you make a bar for your girlfriend, it's called wine, Lamai Chozit, who drinks it? Trash Lamai Chozit, L'shtid L'vorch N'olav Bircha Fiyayin, who could drink this? You can't drink it? A Chorus is so strong, you have no hano, it's not drinkable. On Reb Yossi Chozit L'Karitin, Trashi Pinshabalaz, L'shachachachim Alumnin, we are lunted. It's really to add other things into it. You could put other type of ingredients into it to make it drinkable. You could add sugar into it or other ingredients into it. So you make a drink out of it. So the ikur is the yayin. Therefore you make a bar for your gofen. But then I'm asking, if you drink it raw and have no time, maybe you don't make a brocha. But there are ways of fixing it up without adding water to it. You add other ingredients, sugar, that makes it drinkable. But still not called min hamula to make bircha samozin on it until you add water. When you put water, that makes it mula. Tana Rabbonim, Dalet Dvorim Nemru Bapas. The four halachas about bread. Ein manichin bosel chai alapas. You shouldn't put raw meat on top of bread, because poshut the blood will go into the bread and ruin the bread. You'd be master eichlim. You have to be nice like covered to the bread. The poshut is not like Shmuel. Not like Shmuel says ois odem kol tzach lapas. But there are different agdoras, what year and what not. So be mafsa the pas, you're not allowed to. Shouldn't put raw meat on top of bread. Same thing, you shouldn't have a kais, and for the underneath the back, you shouldn't have a piece of bread. Because since the kais is mole, it's mistaken, it's going to fall over, and it'll ruin the bread. You can't throw bread, it's not bizoyin apas. Same thing, you can't put a plate, your portion on top of bread. To be mavaz of the pas. Shashem avirin kreis mole ala pas, shlo yishpach ala pas, hotei apas bezuya. Mura meimo mazutra ravashi, korchu rifta bad yadodi. They went down to eat together, they cut the bread together. Aisila kamayo tamri, rimoni. They brought in front of them dates and pomegranates. Shoko mazutra, Abzutra took it, postak le kamed ravashi. He threw it in front of ravashi, and distinu. Shashi postak zorak, he threw in front of him a piece of chopped meat, a cooked meat he threw in front of him. Omalei told back to him, don't you hold like we learned in the Braisa, you're not allowed to throw eichlim? It's a bizarre for eichlim, you can't stop throw meat. Any eichlim he thought. And the Gemara knows, that's only by pas. Bread is the most chashuv oichel we have. You have to be nearly covered for bread. You're not allowed to throw bread. Ma'ashen came to throw food, you're allowed to. Providing it's a mokum nok, you're not going to ruin the food. You're allowed to stand, throw food in front of him to put like into his plate. There's no Indian of mevazet oichlim. Only by pas, you shouldn't throw the pas mevazet. Mevazet, to throw food on the floor or to make it the meat that you can't eat it, that you shouldn't do. Pas. For the more of a tanya, you learn another brayso. No, kishem shein zorken es hapas, kach ein zorken es oichlim. They say even other oichlim are also. Amalei for a tanya, we learn another brayso. Afal pi shein zorken es hapas, avu zorken es oichlim. It's a theory in the brayses. This brayso is called only pas. You have to be neikov and not to throw. But other oichlim it's mutter. Elo leikasha. There's no theory in the two brayses. Ho be mida de mimis. If the food you're going to throw is going to become meat, so then you can't throw it. Like nuts. If you throw nuts, it's not going to become moist. You're allowed to throw nuts. But shenkei bread, even in the case where the bread won't become moist, you have to be no cover the pas, you're not allowed to throw pas. Shashi midi de moyes she mismoyes with rikosay. Kain tainim. If you throw dates, that when you throw at the land and squash, it's not nice. She bishlo kotzorkim betusim. If it's all ripe already, so by throwing it, it'll be squashed. The lay mimis remain of a guys and pomegranates are nuts. The whole double kosher that you're allowed to throw. Tana rabbonim. Mamshichin yain b'tznoyros lefnei achos lefnei akala. If you want to make something nice lefnei achos lefnei akala, you're allowed to pour wine through tznoyros, through pipes. And there's no hefsel oichlim here, because you're catching it on the bottom. So just down to lefnei achos lefnei akala, you're allowed to use the oichlim for lefnei achos lefnei akala. Shashi mamshichin yain b'tznoyros, mishum simen toy, it was a simen toy. V'yein kan mishum b'zoyin v'hefsel. It's the bottom of the pipe. You have a kli to mekabel the yayin. So maybe the haven mina, but you shouldn't do this like yizork and oichlim. Chinish is its mutter. Right to the zork and lefneim kloyos v'yagoyzim. You can throw in front of them wheat and nuts. V'yamoysacham in the summer months where the floor is not dirty, so it won't be nirsan. Avoloy v'yamoysacham in this rainy season, the floor is all muddy, then you can't throw on the floor v'yamavuzah. Avoloy gluskoyos. But a cake, that you can't throw, levi moisacham, levi moisacashomim. Because no matter how clean the floor is, when you throw cake on the floor, you're not going to eat it. If you're involved with the cake, that you can't do. That's the side, you can't be master oichlim. But when you're not being master them, then you're allowed to throw it. Only pots, behold, you're not allowed to throw. Shashi moisacham, shen tit bedrochim. Avlod the gluskoyis, shrei afi moisacham, hein the mosim bedrochim. Cake, no matter where you throw it, you're involved with the cake. It makes it meat. You won't be able to eat it anymore. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, but Sekunda says, really all the halachas are brought down. So when Shmuel said his first memra, that you're allowed to do whatever you want the pas, is brought down in the case we're not being mamayis, you're not making the pas mis. An askumina is we want to use it as a spoon. Or more, you have a fork and a piece of bread, you use it together, put the food together. So really using the bread as a spoon. So maybe it's not nice. Now we pass nearly Shmuel's halacha. You can do what you want from pas. Or be you're not being mamayis at the pas. And at the end, Pashi is supposed to eat the bread. You shouldn't just throw it away. But even though you're using it for some purpose, it's mutter. Omer Rav Yehuda. Shocha v'hichnis oichlim l'toich piv b'lei brocha. Somebody made a mistake. He took a drink or he put some food in his mouth. He's got to make a brocha rishoyna. So if it's an oichl, is the eitzim mesalkel l'tzad echot, move it to one side of your mouth, omavarach, and make the brocha, make a shakel, make a borei preitz. Took a bite into the apple, leave the piece on the right side, and make the bracha. Tanya Chodah, another bracha says, boilin, you're allowed to swallow it without a bracha. But Tanya Yidach, a third bracha says, Tolton, you have to spit it out. So three sheets, what you do? Are you allowed to put it on one side, or else swallow it, or else Tolton, spit it out? But Tanya Yidach, another bracha says, Mesalkin, put it on the side. And the more like Kashi, there's no theory here. Ho de Tanya boilin, the Tanya Bryce it says you're allowed to swallow it for mashkin. It's all about you have water in your mouth. And when you have water in your mouth, there's no way to put it onto one side, because you can't make the bracha when the water's in your mouth, you start choking. So the other way to is spit it out. If you spit it out, you'd be mafsa the eichel. It's not right to use anymore. So male the eitzer is, then we give you hefty, you're allowed to drink it. It's like a chiddush. Even though you're having hanor without a bracha, so I saw the Yeshita says the pshat is when you have the mashkin in your mouth already, it became so meis in your mouth that the matzav is in now, like it's not even called having nena, like it became ois achiler anymore. Therefore, you're allowed to drink it already. Because Alamo, we look at the mashkin before you put it into the mouth, it's something good, you have to give anor. But once it's in your mouth already, it's like got so meis already, so we let you swallow it rather than spitting it out. Vodat Tanya Poltin, that's the bright says, no, spit it out. Like you took a bite into an apple, so you take the apple out of your mouth, the whole piece, it won't be mis, take it out, make the bracha bar create, and then put it back in and clean it again. So that's the best answer to do, is because it's not mis. But all the Tanya Mesalkan, that's what says, no, put it to one side, but me did the mimis. And the thing that if you take it out of your mouth, it'll be mimis. You took a bite into something soft, it's got all this old sour crumbly in your mouth. So if you take it out, it'll be mis. So there the answer is, push it to the side and make the bracha inside. B'midi de mimis. So the more b'midi de le mimis, but the more kasha, something that's not mimis. You take a bite into the apple. So So why do we say you have to take it out of your mouth and make the bracha? Leave it in already. What's wrong with just putting the apple to one side and make the bracha preates?
The pasuk says,
when you say tiri, you say a bracha to Hashem, it should be with your whole mouth. So you're supposed to say the bracha with nothing in your mouth. You shouldn't be chewing gum when you make a bracha. The mouth should be empty. So here, if it's something, you could take it out of your mouth and make the bracha and put it back in again, that's odd. The only answer is though, with something that if you'll take it out, you'll be mamayis, you won't eat it again. So as hefzad eichlem will mati you to say the bracha, avi you put it to one side. But if you take it out of your mouth, on metchila, you're always supposed to make the bracha before you put something in your mouth. See Rashi? Boilin the Rashi b'lei bracha. Polten and mavarach of the chayis of yechlem. Mashkin boilin the Rashi sheyesh lefalkun lechad melugmud. You can't put it to one side, levarach. Leila polten shemasidin. With mashkin you can't make the bracha, you'll choke. But you can't spit it out because you'll be mastered it. So he gave you a hefty, you'll have to swallow it. Polsem immediately mimis, v'masha notsem apir v'yochel asli yochlem. Spit out something that after you make the bracha, you put back in again. Immediately mimis nami, lomuli potle sakinu atzad echot. Now, the Gemara's Teretz, the Pesach says, yimalei pi tilos echot. So whenever you make a bracha, whenever you say tilos Hashem, it's me from the full mouth, nothing in your mouth. Okay.